someone else. I can tell by the way you carry yourself. But if you let me, here's what I'll do. I'll take care of you.
We're going to find out what is the latest going on and what happened at that tragic shooting at the Columbia Mall, where two young people, Brianna Benlolo and Tyler Johnson, were killed. Many of us found out because the New York Times hit the story first across the networks and the web, at least along the web that we saw. It was a very tragic situation. We're going to talk first to Carrie Wells, who is a higher education general assignment reporter for the Baltimore Sun, who was there moments afterwards and has been covering this. And Carrie, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm very well. So you were there. How soon after this happened did you get there?
We first heard about it probably about 10 minutes after the shooting. So I rushed down there, probably got there around noon, which was about 45 minutes after the shooting.
So I know that people say this over and over again, and the chaos of those things is always overwhelming, especially for people who are trying to flee and around it. But I'm just describe what you saw, and I want to hear what the latest is that you know.
Well, first, when I got there, there were still people actively leaving, and people, you know, trying to hide. People were still leaving in their cars. There were helicopters flying around. The medevac was trying to land. I found a group of people who were hiding in a storage closet, and I still didn't know myself kind of what was going on. All we had heard was there was an active shooter, so I kind of hung out in there with them for a while. And then I eventually left them and walked around, found more people. But, yeah, it was still very active scene. There were a ton of people leaving for hours and hours.
So is there any news more than what you knew? Let's say, and yesterday, the day before, what happened? What we know about what about the shooter? About the relationship? That's been kind of a big topic of conversation, but we still don't know, do we?
No, the police have not been able to determine a motive yet. They have not found any link yet between the shooter and the victims. So they're really just trying to still figure that out, and they don't know.
You know, one of the things that was said to me, and I'll say it to this to Ken Oman when he comes on. I was talking to my youngest daughter about this. One of the things she said to me, and I was thinking the same thing, was that these things are happening so often that people are not inured to it, but it doesn't even – I mean, grabbing up's here, obviously, now in national headlines because it was in a populated mall and it's in Maryland. But then it'll go away. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, it just seems as if we're reporting on these things more and more.
Yes, it does.
Do we have – Ken? I haven't seen we have – no? Okay, not yet. Okay. I just saw a light coming up on the screen, but didn't mean that. So the latest coming out of the Howard County Police is what?
Well, they know that he bought his shotgun a few weeks prior. We do know that his mother called PG County Police at about 1:40 or so to report him missing. The shooter, and they came to the house. They took a report. They pinged his cell phone to Columbia Mall and kind of quickly determined that he was there, was an active crime scene. Then they figured out that he was the shooter. So they found a journal in his house, but they haven't really elaborated on what's in it. Besides saying that it shows some general unhappiness that he had with his life. So that's kind of all we know at this point. We do know that he was kind of a skater kid, that he had an interest in that, and maybe that will provide some kind of insight about why he went to the Zumi store, which is a skate shop.
Right.
But, you know, it's just kind of all unclear yet.
I mean this is the kind of thing where you just, you know, I when you look at the media, and I looked at some of the media this weekend, I mean there were kind of ad nauseum going on all day long about it without anything new. But I think that's we and we're not going to do that here. I mean, as we know things, we're going to talk about it with our fellow reporters and with people who are elected officials. Speculation gets us nowhere. We just know the tragedy occurred in our mall. It's calm now, and People are waiting to figure out how these pieces fit together. And Kerry, hold on a second. I think we now have Ken Ullman on the line with us, Howard County Executive. Ken, welcome. Good to have you back with us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So, Ken, I'm sorry for the tragedy that occurred to the families and, of course, to all of you who have been deeply involved in it. I know you're going to the mall today when they reopen.
Yeah, I'm here now. I've been here pretty much all weekend, and certainly our thoughts and prayers and condolences go out to the victims' families of a senseless act of violence. Our investigators are working incredibly hard to try to better understand who this shooter was and what may have motivated him to do this. But right now, we still don't have a motive and no apparent connection to the victims. And so they're still working hard on that. And at the same time, the mall will open at 1 o'clock today. There'll be memorial sites, two areas, one outside the mall over near sort of Starbucks near the plaza, and one inside the mall at Center Court by Lord and Taylor. And we want to give folks an opportunity to grieve, to express their condolences, and then, frankly, I think the best way to show our support for the community is to, you know, go shopping at the mall, and you know, where I'll have lunch with my wife, and I know the governor will be here, I know Elijah Cummings will be here, and so many folks have wanted to be a part of helping out, and I think the best way is let's go to the mall and get our lives back.
Well, we don't know much, as you said, about Darian Marquez Aguilar, who did the shooting and then turned the gun on himself. I'm very curious, before I have one last question to Kerry, I'm very curious about what you intend to do in the schools today. I mean, that one of the things that struck me is we always...
Yeah. Look, I've got a you know, seventh grader and a second grader, and they're back to school
right
today. And the schools have number of mental health professionals in the schools, guidance counselors, a lot of resources, and they've all been obviously been made aware. They're all aware of what happened, and they're going to be there for our students who need to talk this through and need some help getting through this. And I think, you know, this gets to sort of the issue that you know, it's frustrating to the victims' families. It's frustrating to us is not having a sort of an easy explanation for what happened. It wouldn't bring the victims back, but it would explain some things. And I think that's what a lot of people are struggling with, you know, an explanation in this sort of social media fueled sort of, you know, world. We expect answers immediately, and sometimes
they're just not there.
Yeah, they're just not there right now. But we are working incredibly hard to piece together who this person was. We know a lot more about him than we did 48 hours ago, unfortunately. But we are still asking people. You know, we released a picture yesterday, and you know, if people have any information about this person, about what may have led him to do this, we are asking that they contact the police department and let us know what they know.
And finally, Kerry Wells, do we know anything about the man whose jaw was shattered trying to save his kids, which he did? I just was concerned about him. I heard that was when I heard the story of someone kind of leaping the fence and getting really physically hurt, but still at the same time going to grab his kids. That's something we all can kind of relate to. Do we know his condition?
I unfortunately do not have an update on him.
Ken, you were about to say what?
Oh, I'm saying I believe he's still at the University of Maryland Hospital, not at Shock Trauma, but at the General Hospital recovering. And, you know, there were a few injuries like his with people scrambling to get out. And frankly, it's, you know, not surprised, but it certainly with the number of people scrambling the way they were, we're fortunate on some level that there weren't more injuries.
Well, I want to thank both of you. Kerry Wells, thanks for all your reporting and what you do with his son. We look forward to hearing more from you. And Ken Ullman, thank you so much. And, of course, County Executive for Howard County, also running for Lieutenant Governor. And we want to send our condolences out to Brianna Belolo and Tyler Johnson's family who were killed at Columbia Mall yesterday. Thank you both so much for taking time with us today.
Thank you.
We're going to take a brief break and come back within seconds here to leap into Governor Martin O'Malley's State of the State address.